Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When Christians hear these four names, most automatically think of the gospel writers. Scholars believe the gospels were written between 40 and 90 AD. The hastening factor being the death of eyewitnesses, the first generation of Christians who actually knew Jesus. The disciples believed that Jesus would return during their lives, so there was no urgency in writing the story. They shared the story with others, who shared it with others. In turn, the knowledge of Jesus as the Son of God grew exponentially. In fact, oral presentation by an eyewitness was valued far above anything written. But with the death of those eyewitnesses, the apostles understood the importance of writing the story of Jesus, his teachings, his ministry, his death, and his resurrection. The Gospels were written not simply to record the story of Jesus, but to record the story of Jesus for specific audiences. Here are a few things scholars know about the men who wrote their testimonies of the Savior. Matthew, one of the 12 disciples, the genealogist, writing for a Jewish audience. Matthew quotes Old Testament scriptures and points out that the specific events in the life of Christ were the fulfillment of prophecies, so that the Jews could plainly see that Jesus was the one promised by the Old Testament prophets. The Gospel of Mark is remarkably different from that of Matthew. A survey of the information in this book reveals that it was written for a non-Jewish audience, since the writer had to explain Hebrew traditions and Palestinian conditions. Mark's gospel served the purpose of helping the Gentile world understand that Jesus was truly the Son of God and was likely written to encourage Christians in Rome who were feeling the effects of persecution for the cause of Christ. Whereas Matthew emphasized the words of the Lord, Mark underscores Christ's deeds. He characterizes Jesus as a servant who came to do the Father's will, and servant-like, he did so with great urgency. Jesus as presented as a man on the move, with the word immediately being used often. I actually counted, and it's used 41 times. Many biblical scholars believe that Mark, the shortest of the four Gospels, is essentially the testimony of the disciple Peter. And so it's believed that Peter is the original source of the gospel. This seems highly possible since Mark spent considerable time with Peter and could have easily written down his eyewitness accounts and experience with Jesus. John, or John the Beloved, as he was known, served as one of the disciples who wrote on the divinity of Christ. His book was probably the last written, as John seems to have already read the Gospels before he wrote his own book. John's audience were the members of the church who already knew the message of the Lord. John emphasizes Jesus' divine nature as the Son of God and repeatedly associates Jesus with God. The multiple I am statements, I am the bread of life, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the good shepherd. John's primary concern is not to give the reader another account of the life of Jesus, but to make clear to his readers the divine identity of Jesus and to help them see how faith in and a relationship with Jesus brings life. Now, who was Luke? Who was his audience? And what was the purpose for him writing the gospel that bears his name? In Luke's day, it was believed that a person was sick because the gods were angry at him. So the solution to the problem was to offer sacrifices to the offended deity. We know that God provided the ultimate sacrifice with the crucifixion of his son. However, Dr. Luke broke from the traditional Greek view of sickness and disease by taking medicine into the realm of science. He diagnosed the patient's ailments and disease by clinical observations of the body and inquired about the patient's lifestyle. He also understood the inner workings of the body and believed in a cause and effect relationship between the patient and his disease. Dr. Luke was referenced as a beloved physician in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. indicating that he cared for his patients, the people, also people in general, not only their physical healing, but their spiritual healing as well. Dr. Luke was Paul's personal physician, whose caring spirit is evident throughout his writings of the Gospel of Luke and Acts. Yes, most biblical scholars support Luke as the author of both the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts, known to biblical scholars as Luke-Acts. This is due to the language used and shared writing styles found in each. Luke was the only Gentile writer from the Bible. Although Luke was not present with Jesus during his ministry, and likely not a believer until after his resurrection, his attention to detail and abundant eyewitnesses serve him as a credible historian for the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Luke was written for the non-Hebrew audience. As a scientist, Luke made sure to give a detailed account of everything he wrote, so that those who were unfamiliar with Jewish traditions and customs and places and the Old Testament references would be able to understand the history of Jesus and his plan for salvation. Luke traveled with Paul during his missionary journeys, learning about the life and resurrection of Christ. Stories and events were shared by Matthew and Mark, who knew and spent time with the Savior. These men were eyewitnesses to the miracles of Jesus. However, these stories must have been difficult for Luke to comprehend. I think Luke wanted to accept these wonders, but his pragmatic side, his "I'm a doctor of science and logic" side, needed to be addressed. After Paul's third missionary journey, Paul was arrested in Jerusalem and imprisoned from 57 to 59 AD. Luke took advantage of this time in Jerusalem to visit the sites where the Lord Jesus had ministered. In the first few verses of Luke's gospel, which Margie read for us, Luke states that he is going to write the things that the witnesses and other teachers of the gospel had to say about Jesus. During these 2 years of Paul's imprisonment, Luke had the opportunity to talk to many who were present when the Savior taught or performed these miracles, the eyewitnesses to special events or moments in the Lord's life. By the time Luke was writing his gospel, the Holy Spirit had already inspired Matthew and Mark, and it's reasonable to think that Luke would have interviewed them and investigated their writings. Luke would have likely traveled with Mark, since Mark also traveled with Paul. And it's logical to think that since Mark and Luke knew each other, and Mark and Matthew knew each other, that Matthew and Luke would have also met. Now, if this seems confusing to you, just think of it like this. They all knew each other. They were buddies. Luke is the only gospel writer that recorded Jesus' statements about physicians. Physician, heal yourself. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are ailing both physically or spiritually do. One of the most amazing stories Luke wrote was the birth of the Savior. Luke probably got this information about Jesus' birth from Mary herself. The account in Luke chapter 1 and 2 was written in medical language. Moreover, the evidence of the Lord's virgin birth must have been overwhelming for a doctor to acknowledge and to profess the case as strongly as Luke did. Now let's think about this for a minute. Here's Luke, a well-trained doctor of the day, coming to the conclusion that miracles do happen. Everything that he accepted as true about the human body was now turned on its head. This must have been a terrible struggle for him, a doctor of science, fact, and reason. To do this, he had to take a leap of faith. When I think of this life-changing moment for Luke, his epiphany, I'm reminded of the conversation the resurrected Jesus had with his disciples. Many of you are familiar with this passage, so enjoy the wonder of our Lord's words as I read it. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas explained. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." Luke found his answer. He found his faith. Luke believed. Who were the other people Luke interviewed about Jesus? He referenced 21 miracles in his gospel. And I included in your bulletin all of the stories found in Luke and the chapter and verses, if you would like to use them later on as a reference. So he referenced 21 miracles in his gospel. The to-be-interviewed list would have been long. Many of the people who knew the Savior would still have been alive and would have remembered such important events in their lives. Paul mentioned that about 500 people saw the Savior after his resurrection, and that most of them were still alive when he was writing to the Corinthians. Luke was not trying to write a new gospel. He wanted to record the life of Jesus as accurately as possible and to emphasize the humanity of Christ. He wrote a most compelling chapter, 1 and 2, of the Savior's birth and then childhood. The inspired historian traced Jesus' lineage all the way back to Adam, demonstrating Jesus' solidarity with mankind. He emphasizes many human traits of the Master, his weeping over Jerusalem and his sweating great drops of blood. Luke gives prominence to the prayers of Christ, a factor not to be overlooked in consideration of the Lord's humanity. Of the 15 prayers of Jesus that are recorded in the four Gospels, 11 are found in Luke's narrative. Now, I want you to think about one of your doctors, the one who takes your concerns seriously and searches for answers to your problems, no matter how long it takes. Diagnosing, testing, evaluating, prescribing, until the truth of your situation is uncovered. This is how I believe Dr. Luke wrote his gospel. He provided a first-rate testimony for the authenticity of the miracles of Jesus. A scientist by profession, he thoroughly investigated the claims of Christ's supernatural works. He mentions 21 of them, 6 of them which were unique only to his gospel, and recorded them as historical reality. Luke was an evangelist, a historian, a physician, a pastor, a missionary, a companion, a brother, and a theologian. Luke knew he wasn't the first to write about Jesus, nor did he claim to be. He wanted to write a gospel that authenticated the truth that had already been written. He investigated every written and oral source that he could. Luke's goal was to write a gospel that verifies the miracles and the message of Jesus, a doctrine inspired by the Holy Spirit for those living in the first century, as well as us today living in the 21st century. And I believe with God's guidance, that's exactly what he did. Amen.